Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Thank y'all for tuning in to Politics, Religion, and Whiskey, the Josh Terry Podcast, brought to you by Raising Grace Studios. Want to give a big shout-out to all of our sponsors, Par Hopper, Straight Haggard Thread Company, Gridiron Coffee, Williams Tire Nobles Networking, our management company, Red Circle. Thank you to all the corporate sponsors. Still in Nashville. I fucking shouldn't be. I've been here for almost 2 weeks now. My liver is literally on E, but I got co-wetzel tonight. And then I'm going the fuck home hungover as hell tomorrow. But before we get out of here, I wanted to do a show with some close friends of mine. And I can't think of a better way to end my 2 weeks in Nashville than to spend it with Justin Dukes, David McMahon, and Blaine fucking Bunting.
Yeah.
I think you mispronounced my name.
It's Bunting.
No, the middle name.
Fucking. I'm not doing this the whole fucking show. I'm just going to tell you, I ain't got the energy for it. There's not many people that frustrate me and fuck with me the way that Blaine does. And I can't even get mad at him. I literally can never get mad at you. You just never stop. And it's the funniest shit. Like Lee Tucker, he's very bad about fucking with me too. But he takes it across the line sometimes to where you don't know if he's mad or whatever or just grumpy and hungry. And it's not funny to be anymore. You're never not funny.
I'm never serious.
You got to get seriously closer to that microphone, dumbass.
I said I'm never serious.
See, yeah. Okay. I like that you're never serious. Oh, man. And then David McMahon. David's been on several shows. And I'm glad you're here, dude. We're going to have a fucking blast tonight.
Glad to be here. Ready to go.
Shout out to him, by the way, for hooking me up with some co-wetzel tickets. Yes, you're the fucking
had
guy.
Had to go.
Man, this is you know how many just grown-ass white women fixing to be in this place later? you're a married man. You can't look. I am a piece of single shit. And I am going, boy, I'm telling you, I'm thinking about wearing my glasses in there so I don't make it obvious.
Jesus.
I was yeah, and then the man himself, Double D.
Oh, Lord.
Set it free, Justin. Hey. You got to set it free. Hey. You know what?
What?
I have done a dating game. I've done a dating game on the show with me and Lee Tucker. Mm-hmm. You're the next one.
Oh,
I'm going to do a dating game.
No, Lord, no.
Yes, we are. We're going to get like 3 or 4 girls off of TikTok.
Here we go.
We're going.
I want to help.
Yeah, you can. You can help moderate it.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, no, we will. We're going to do a dating game for you.
Man, I don't know if I could be that kind of victim, man. I don't know.
You don't what?
Be that victim, man.
A victim.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not what I heard.
What'd you say? What'd you
think I thought I said? You said you didn't know if you could be a dick to him.
Oh. Well, probably that too, but.
No, don't. We're not going to get started. We've got a lot of comments on a lot of things that we've said about you on this show.
Yeah, I believe me, I've heard.
Justin is the sweetest, shyest, most down-to-earth, humble person that you've ever met. I say it every time you're on the show. I have no idea how we're friends. Because you're not a piece of shit. Like, you hang out with Blaine all the fucking time. Like, it makes no sense that you're friends. You and Ethan should not be friends with a single one of us. It makes no sense.
I kind of didn't have a choice. I just moved up here and just started, like, not giving them an opportunity to say no to me. You just gotta force yourself in their life.
You know? So you're the rapey friend.
Yeah,
you didn't take no for an answer.
I mean, you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah. But Justin has a gift.
Oh, man.
I'm not going to talk about it. I promise. I won't tell anybody how big your penis is on this show.
Oh, my Lord.
I won't. Oh, man. He blushes. I only do it. If he didn't blush, I wouldn't do it.
How do you know?
Because I had to hear Tyler Branch tell a 45-minute story.
Yeah, he damn sure did. It embarrassed the hell out of me.
I'm telling you. Like, we would have never known, but like Tyler went into just detail about this man's midsection.
Oh, God.
Like, a lot of it was too much detail for me.
All right,
we're not even talking, we didn't say it.
Yeah, I'm
there's just a lot of dick tail. A lot of it.
Did you say dick tail?
Dick tail, a lot of it.
Wow, that's a good
This
one.
Is going to be complete shit. Yeah, This alcohol has to kick in. I should have started drinking.
Yeah,
before you came.
Well, you're doing it now, so
I'm gonna do a lot of it today. When I just found out that, I mean, y'all have to hate the bachelorette parties up here because you live here.
Yeah,
just found out. Way to keep that.
It's
fine. Just recording, Justin.
Yeah, sorry.
Just recording.
Well, sorry. You mean you done talked about his midsection? He's nose blowing up now.
It's not live, jackass.
Yeah.
Oh.
We have a little window that, you know, we'll
you
be
know,
all right.
I don't know how technology works.
God damn.
Hey, what part of this show do you do the weather?
He's from Midway, so you just going to have to.
There's a cold front moving in.
Oh, man.
But, I just found out that we'll be hanging out with a bachelorette party later. With some of my friends from Macon. And you got to come.
We'll see.
You do.
We'll see.
You got to crown somebody. I mean, not crown them, but knight them.
Oh,
isn't that what it is when somebody, like, when they get down on the knee and then you put a sword on each shoulder and then all of a sudden they're like, Sir Blaine? Isn't that called being knighted?
Yeah.
I think so.
I need you to knight them later.
Man, I don't know. We'll see.
You need to knight them tonight.
Oh, yeah.
See, you smile at him when he says it. But you get mad at me when I do.
I don't get mad. No, I don't.
It's funny when you blush about
No.
it. If you would have just ignored me the first time that we did that, I said anything to you about it, I would have never brought it up again.
Well,
but it's the way your face just gets all rosy red and shit.
Yeah, it never fails. I mean, when I'm on here, I know it's coming. So,
well, I do want to thank. I know David's just getting to town. We had a good time last night. But you guys hung out with me several times since I've been here. And I appreciate it because Lee Tucker didn't want to get off the fucking couch. He didn't want to move.
He's good at that.
Yeah. Well, he was gone some of it too, and he was wore out. So I forgive him.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, I have to remember when I come up here, like, y'all have lives up here. Like, I'm up here for work and vacation, but it's not that much work.
Yeah.
But I made a lot of good contacts up here this time, so that was cool. But I appreciate y'all taking me out and doing some shit with me.
Yeah, you need to go ahead and move up here.
If it wasn't for Gracie, I would.
Yeah, I know.
If it wasn't for my daughter, I would. But I also would have a weekly trip to the health department. And also, I would have to completely avoid Broadway. There's too many pretty women here. I've never in my life. There's not an ugly bitch in Nashville.
I agree.
There's not. I was walking. Well, I'm looking at one right now, maybe. You do kind of look like, when your face is like clean shaven, you do look like you're like a third grade PE teacher, like the lesbian. You do. Look at him.
What?
Look at him. You remember, did y'all have that teacher growing up, like the weird PE teacher that was a lesbian?
No, I think you might have had some weird homeschooling shit going on. I don't know what you had.
Don't talk about my daddy like that.
Oh, man. No, actually, I'm always kind of clean shaved because I don't grow facial hair, Josh.
Can you not?
Not really. I mean, it comes in. I look like peach fuzz. Just looks weird. Look like I'm 15 or 16 looking for my driver's license.
How old are you?
27.
Yeah, man, I'm saying
nice. All year.
I always forget how old you are, Dukes.
Mm-hmm.
How old is Tyler?
Tyler's 30.
He's younger than me, though, right?
I don't remember. He's 30-something.
Yeah, I'm 34. I can't remember how much younger he is than me.
Neither one of y'all look 27.
Really?
Yeah.
How do y'all think this fucker is?
Yeah. I have no idea.
I was going to say like 25.
22.
Yeah. He's a baby.
And I was giving you some years because you remind my my cousin Wyatt for some reason.
I got a little brother named Wyatt.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, my cousin Wyatt Richie, you remind me of him, and I don't know why, but you did. And that, so I was assuming that you were close to his age.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what the fuck to talk about. I don't. I want to hear all y'all play some like during the next little bit, but we got like an hour to kill.
Yeah.
And Dixie, what's some new shit you got going on?
Well, we just got out of the studio, about to go start putting vocals on some songs. We did. We went to Omni Sounds right down the road here, cut three new songs there. Then went to Sound Kitchen in Franklin, cut the other three, and going to start putting vocals to them next week and hopefully have at least one of them released by the first of the year. And just going to start putting some new stuff out. It's
what
time.
Are you releasing for, or releasing at the beginning of the year?
Honestly, I'm not sure yet.
Can I just say, I'm sorry, I'm excited. I've actually got a song that I wrote with him that he's cutting.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Yeah. Which one?
One Step Away.
Have you sent me
I sent that one to you that night you were driving
on
TikTok.
Oh, that I was fucked up on TikTok
yeah,
Live.
Yeah.
Yeah. People loved it.
Yeah.
Whatever it was, I just remember people were like, they're always... Whenever I play music from one of my friends on social media, when I'm sitting there drinking, whatever, these people are so accustomed to like these TikTok singers and shit now.
Oh, yeah.
That are trash. And when they hear y'all, they're like, oh, these motherfuckers are good. Like they're blown away that people are actually still making music that aren't, you know, well known yet.
Yeah. The thing with TikTok, I haven't figured it out. I mean, I did do a video of that song. It's been probably a month or two ago, but I don't know how to work it. So I just try to put stuff on there and hopefully it'll take off.
I will give you a crash course in it right now.
Well, I will take all the advice.
Don't post what you think a traditional video would be. Like, there's a lot of people that just get on there and like play the guitar and post it or whatever. Shit don't work.
Yeah.
It don't work. You have to find like, yesterday, I did, and it was completely stupid, but it's got like 20,000 views since yesterday. But it was me sitting on the couch at the Airbnb and played a Coe Wetzel song for like 12 seconds, and I put my own text and never said a word in it. But it went along with the song.
Yeah.
But it wasn't the lyrics of the song. It just was like the context of the video was part of the song. And that stuff blows up. A lot of people just want to post their own stuff, but it you got to kind of make it to where there's more to it.
Yeah.
It's not hard. If I can do it, you can do it.
Yeah.
You can just get on there and do the helicopter.
Oh, God. Yeah, I would be banned then.
Why? Somebody didn't want to make a joke about that?
I thought I was waiting on it.
I wanted to make a joke about it, but we said so many jokes, I didn't want to beat a dead dick, you know?
Oh, my Lord.
What?
Nothing. You're probably my fave. Justin.
Well, you're welcome that, you know, I introduced y'all.
So. Well, goddamn, you got a stick in your ass half the time because you're responsible.
A stick in my ass.
You're responsible. You do.
Oh, okay.
Well, when is that?
I don't mean it in a bad way. You're the responsible one.
Well, you know.
I don't like hanging out with the responsible ones.
Why not?
Because I've got drunk with you one time in our entire friendship, and you were so much fun.
Yeah.
You were such a good time.
Hey, I'm a good time all the time.
But, bitch, you were way more fun than
well, yeah, but somebody's got to mellow it out a little bit. You know?
Yeah, well.
I mean, somebody that, you know, say you're doing something crazy, like, hey, come on now, let me go to jail tonight. Come on.
That's why me and Blaine are not good together drinking. I was surprised the other night, whatever the first night that you took me over to Music City.
Oh, yeah, we got hammered.
I'm surprised.
That was last Wednesday night because y'all FaceTimed me at like midnight.
Uh-huh.
And I was laying in bed about to go to sleep. Y'all were like, bring your ass out here.
I was cross-eyed by the time I left that place. I was hurting the next day.
Yeah.
I don't even remember why we went.
Honestly, I didn't feel right for like 3 or 4 days.
Yeah, it was rough. You stayed up later than I did. We closed the bar down, didn't we?
Yeah.
And I think we drank in the parking lot because you had some friends that worked there.
Uh-huh.
Afterwards, it was bad.
It was bad for a good time.
I don't even remember why.
Or good for a bad time, maybe.
I don't even remember why I left or how I left. I know I didn't drive that night.
You got an Uber.
Yeah.
Because you were sitting out in the parking lot by the light pole.
Why was I sitting out by the light pole?
I think you're just looking for somewhere to sit down. And then I turned around and like you were just gone. You vanished.
Gone.
You whodunied.
I have done that to about five or six different people since I got here last week. I'm at the point in my life now that when I'm done, I'm done. You're not talking my ass into staying longer. I will tell you, I do not want another shot. That. Huh?
You do that to us.
What, talking to stay longer?
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's different. That's me doing it to you.
Yeah. Because you've done that to me twice. We've gone out twice now since you've been here this time.
Yeah.
And you've done it to me twice. You're batting 100.
Tonight, even if I got to pay the bar tab, y'all go with. Because I want to hang out with y'all one more time before I go. Because you're the fun one. Dukesy, I wish drunk Dukesy would come out, but he's got work tomorrow.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to bother him. David, I'm telling you, this guy right here, when he gets on a fucking roll,
I can imagine.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
It's beautiful.
I wish what we would have done now that I'm sitting here thinking about it, but I'd have to know we were going to do it later. And I've never done this before, but I think it's a really good idea. I really want to do a before Coe Wetzel show and then a 12 o'clock or 1 o'clock in the morning show after Coe Wetzel. And
that's dangerous.
Big. Can you imagine me and Blaine shit-faced on here at the same time?
You'd have to go back and listen to it.
I tell you, I'm not going to put the recorded stuff up. I'm going to do this whole show, but there might be a part two later. I need you to, boy, that would be great. Do you know what happened when I left? What I was getting to when I just leave people. Like, I've left people all week. I did that at your show at AJ's on Saturday night. I was there. I realized that I didn't need to be there anymore, that I was done, and I wanted to leave. I had texted Blaine. This is how fucked up I was. I texted Blaine while he was on stage. And I said, hey, tell everybody that I just got divorced. I'm here for my divorce party because I need some pussy. I used to all the time.
Of course, he sent that to the wrong person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he starts.
Oh, he sure did.
He takes it the next fucking level, though. It makes me look weirder than I already am. He started playing That Ain't My Truck.
Yeah.
And he said, I want to dedicate this song to Josh's wife. Yeah. Josh's ex-wife. Oh. And so now it goes from, okay, this could have worked for me to where everybody's like, oh, this guy, he got fucked over.
Yeah.
Piece of shit. But then I ended up having to walk from AJ's to here. I could not get an Uber. That walk.
Dude, I've done it. Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah, I've done it.
What was it, like probably a mile and a half?
At least.
Yeah.
Especially that big old hill, going up the big old hill.
Boy, it was rough.
Yeah.
I was not feeling well.
Yeah.
I stopped. It was funny. I was on FaceTime with somebody, and I can't remember who I was on FaceTime with. But I was like, I'm fixing to throw up. And I stopped. I threw up at a church, and I just kept walking casually. Like, I never stopped to realize that I had threw up. It was like I was walking, threw up, and just kept going. Yeah. Like, it was a drive-by throwing up. Like, it was, and there was, like, people obviously, like, watching me. So they had to be like, this dude's a fucking animal.
Yeah.
Like, not in a good way like an animal, but, like, this might actually be, like, a fucking, what those things used to be called? I can't make jokes.
Homeless.
Caveman.
Caveman.
I used to be like caveman. Dustin, boy, speaking of homeless, that's one thing that makes me sad every time I go out up here because you see all the homeless and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Me and Dustin played golf, I think, last Tuesday. And I had got fucked up at Whiskey Jam the night before. And we got up to go play golf. And I didn't know I was sick. Like, I did not know how hungover I was. I went to eat at Moe's with him. I ate two bites, had to run into the bathroom at Moe's and throw the fuck up. I had like a cold sweat going. Don't even know what happened. I thought I had food poisoning for a second, but there was no way it could have touched my stomach.
Yeah.
By then, we go into a gas station next to the golf course, and there's a homeless guy in the gas station. And I'm just starting to cool off. Like I'm starting to feel better. and the smell of piss hit me so fucking hard. I dropped my beer on the floor, ran outside next to the truck, and threw up for about 10 fucking minutes. Wow. I've thrown up more in Nashville in the past 2 weeks than I've probably thrown up in years.
Yeah.
This is not a good town for me. It'll do it to you. This is not. I couldn't live here. I don't know how y'all fucking do.
You
got to learn how to tell people no.
Yeah, you got to learn to.
Now, learn tomorrow. Yeah. Learn tomorrow, Blaine. I wish you, boy, I wish you, I could fucking influence you. I would, because I promise you, I would take you and make them, oh, I'm telling you, I'd have a fun time with you.
Yeah.
I'm going to soon. I'm going to real, real soon. We've got to do something again.
Hey, come on, man.
You just can't get to that level. You took it one step too far.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it was my birthday, too, so.
Yeah.
Okay.
A complete reason to be a bigot.
Yeah.
It's my birthday.
Yeah.
Was you there? You was there.
Yeah, I was there.
Yeah. I'll tell you off air because I'm not telling the story again. Because I'm like, I love his mama and daddy. And I'm pretty sure that they might listen to this because Justin's on it. They don't need to hear that story again.
They don't need to hear about Justin going out in the parking lot.
With that funny feller with pink fingernail polish.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. See, this is why I was really thinking about not coming.
We're glad you're here.
Because it never fails.
Hey, look, I get shit talked about me all the time. There's a couple of friends of mine that's going to tell the same stupid fucking story about me embarrassing myself or doing something stupid, shitting my pants or something.
Yeah.
It's going to happen. You've got two stories we can talk shit about you.
Yeah.
One of them's a good thing, I would think, unless you like your cervix. And the other one is you got a little feisty one night.
Yeah, yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, that's
and right. It's only funny because of what a good person you are. Yeah. If I was to do that, it'd just be another night. It wouldn't be funny. It wouldn't send out. But are you a mean, like, do you ever get aggressive? You don't seem like a fighter.
No.
You jump. Hey, he can be.
Listen, really?
Yeah. I've known him for how long now?
I guess since we were about, what, 18, 19?
Yeah. 18, 19. But
off and on. Like, we knew of each other.
Yeah, yeah. But I've seen him come real close.
Really?
A few times.
I just don't see you being very aggressive.
I'm fine as long as people leave me alone when I want to be left alone. Like, I'm not aggressive with my I'm not aggressive with my friends. Yeah. I just don't like strangers. Like, I don't like assholes. Mm. I'm not gonna run or walk away from nobody.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I'm the same way. We had somebody we was talking to last night. I can't remember who it was. But we got on the subject of like men being ugly to women in public or whatever it is. And I was like,
yeah, it's always weird.
Yeah, I don't like it. And I always interject myself. I'm a very weird person about that. If I see like a guy being ugly to a girl, I don't even have to know you. I'm going to probably like try to get between you. I think some of that's like the asshole in me too, because I want to slap the shit out of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I just don't like it. I don't like seeing a woman be ugly to a man either though.
No.
I mean, I just don't. That public ain't the place for that shit.
No.
And we got on that kick last night, and I don't remember fucking who it was with now. That was probably leading to a different story. This show's shit. If you're listening to this, I promise you, just keep going. It'll get better. We hadn't got a lot of alcohol in the show.
Speaking of walking back from Broadway, I think the last time I did that, I was with Blaine.
Talking about when we came to visit before you even moved here, and I wanted to go get White Castle.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So I graduated college 2015, and him and some other people from where he's from asked me to come on a trip to Nashville because I was planning on moving up here anyway. And I was like, well, shoot, yeah. Like, it was like, what?
Let me paint the picture real quick.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So yeah, paint the picture.
I had a band back home called Third Class Citizens that I was with for years. And right before we came up here for that thing, like, and I'm still cool with all the people. We're all good and stuff. But, like, the band just pretty much broke up.
Yeah.
But I was still already on this trip to come with them to Nashville. And, of course, it being me, I was like, I don't give a shit. I'll go. I'll have a good time, you know. And we did. We had a great time. I had my cousin with me, and I was still friends with everybody. It was just, it was kind of a weird moment.
Yeah, you know? And I didn't realize what I was walking into. Yeah,
nothing against anybody. It was just, for all of us, I think it was a weird moment because we didn't know where we all stood at the time, you know? And so I get there, and they're like, it was almost like they wanted Justin to do everything with them and almost like, not exclude me, but
yeah.
They told him before they told me anything. And I knew these people like for most of my life, and they're like, like almost pampering to Justin, it felt like, and I could be wrong, but that's
how that's exactly what it felt like.
So, I'm me, so I just did my own thing, and I was like, you know what, that's cool, whatever. I mean,
fine. And then most of the time, it was me and you running off and going, doing crap, coming back.
That's when me and him started really hanging out. Yeah. It was me and him would go do stuff while they were doing whatever, because he was like, I don't know, I want to do this, and I was like, well, that's what I'm going to do, you're welcome to join me, and that's what ended up happening.
And so, like, that one night, Where did we stayed at? I think we stayed at the Holiday Inn or somewhere.
Yeah, it was right downtown.
And Holiday Inn is kind of like at the very top of the hill, and then when you go down, of course, it's Broadway. Well, we walked many a nights back up that hill, and I don't know how we made it to the hotel, but there was one night Blaine was like, "I want to go get some White Castle." Well, White Castle is another. It's literally right here.
Right. Yes. Back here.
And so we walked all the way to White Castle, and the damn place was closed.
Yeah. He told me right before that, too, and I said, man, I've never had White Castle. I want White Castle. He said, and we started walking, and it was a long-ass walk. We were coming up the hill we were talking about a minute ago. And we got up close to the top of the hill. He said, man, I hope if this White Castle ain't open, I'm going to beat your ass. I said, well, I hope it's open then. And, of course, it was closed.
It was closed.
I had it for the first time ever this week. I've never had White Castle.
I mean,
before.
It's crystals. Okay. It's crystals. Yeah,
I think crystals is better.
I think
on a good day, if you get crystals on a good day,
crystals is fucking amazing.
Like when they're not soggy.
Oh, I like them kind of soggy.
Well, when they first they're just, you can tell they first made them.
Yeah.
I actually the last time I had crystals a few weeks ago here, it wasn't good. It was like, because Sarah had never had crystals before, so I brought crystals home. I was like, here, I'll try these. These are awesome. You know. And, of course, she hated them, but they were terrible. They really weren't good. And I was like, that's a bad first time to eat crystals, because normally, that stuff's awesome. I love crystals.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lee makes me eat at very nice places when I come here, and all I want to do is try, the junk food places.
Oh, yeah.
That's all I want.
Ooh.
Lee's very, he's high class, bro.
He is. He's very high class now. Yeah. It's very. I kind of hate him sometimes because of it. Not going to lie.
I went out west recently for the first time. I was in Vegas. And there's a thing there called In-N-Out Burger. Have y'all had that?
Oh, yeah. I've had In-N-Out in California.
In-N-Out Burger?
Yeah.
Good.
I had it in Cali.
That was awesome, man. Get it animal style. Whatever that means, get that.
Animal style comes with that kind of like a Thousand Island sauce. And
to me, it reminded me more of a Zaxby sauce than a... Because I don't like a Thousand Island dressing, the Big Mac sauce. I don't like that sauce. Yeah. But it wasn't it was almost like they took their version of a Zach sauce or mixed with a Chick-fil-A sauce and put it on a burger.
It does have chopped little pickles in it, though, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the burger's thick, too. It's not even a little, it's good. Yeah. We might have to fly out of here tonight, go to Vegas, get an In-N-Out Burger.
Yeah, because that's why I'm going to Vegas.
Oh, you are?
Yeah. No.
Oh, you're not going to Vegas?
That was a joke. It was a fucking joke.
Oh.
I'm not going to just Vegas to get an In-N-Out Burger.
Gotcha.
It's not why someone would go to Vegas.
Well, no.
Well, check this out.
It's real cool. I've never done it before. It's better when you have beer cans.
I've never done it before, so
when you pop the beer cans, it sounds way better. I'm sorry, listener. I think all my good shows this week are spit.
Yeah.
It could just be the guest though. I just want to talk shit. I know. This should have been, now looking back at it, and I'm still going to upload it because this is going to have funny moments. But this should have been a show to where, maybe not tonight, but it should have been one of the nights while I was here, us just sit around and got some drinks and shit first, get before storytelling. Yeah, that's the good shit. That's when it's fun. And then maybe David could talk.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm the quiet one, dude.
David
quiet
never
one.
Talks on these things.
But well, this when is the he first time I've met him today.
Yeah, when he says something, it's usually pretty fucking good.
Yeah.
I have my moments every now and then.
We had some good moments last
I need,
night.
I need to drink a little more and lighten up sometimes.
It's okay.
He's from Southwest Georgia.
Yeah, the very bottom.
Oh, we're all from, that's right. Yeah. We're all Georgia boys in there.
Pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Go Dawgs.
Go Dawgs.
Absolutely.
Go Noles.
Oh, Noles.
I'm a Noles fan, man. Lemon knows, man. As much as I hate it.
Come on.
We suck.
Almost there. We were almost there.
That whole thing up.
Yeah, I'm not saying go Dogs.
Oh, man.
That is cool, though, if you sit here and think about it, the talent that comes out of Georgia.
Oh, yeah, dude.
There is. There's so many people I've met up here just this week that are from Georgia. And it's stupid.
Can't beat it.
I don't understand why there's not a Nashville in Georgia.
Well, Macon could be that.
I think it kind of used to be.
Used to be.
For like, it was like Otis and everybody back then, though. That's why it was so big.
Yeah.
And the fucking Allman Brothers.
Yeah,
the
Allman Brothers. I mean, hell, even CDB quarter down there. I mean,
you
Charlie
just
Dance.
Played. Who? You? It had to be you. Yeah. And I've been trying to figure out who the fuck this person was, but it had to be you. You just played Crazy Bull.
Yeah, it was last month. Yeah.
Yeah, and when we was down in the green room, the dude who's trying to like revitalize that. The Capricorn Records
he's,
came down there to talk to us.
The music lawyer over there. And my guitar player and my drummer are session musicians there now. So, like, when people come in and, you know, ready to record, they go in there and cut all the stuff. Yeah. But I actually got to go and actually look around.
Is it cool?
Dude, they have done some great stuff there. Like, I want to go cut some music there, like, soon. I want to go do, like, a couple songs or whatever. But
I really want to go sit down and talk to him.
Yeah.
I do. I mean, he invited us after me and him got done talking that night.
Hey, I was wondering if y'all went. So, yeah.
I died the next day. I think, literally, me and Tyler both thought that we were drugged. I have never, ever felt that bad.
We sat around in that little, they call it the green room, but it's like a closet with a bathroom. But anyway.
It's got a casting couch in it.
Oh, yeah.
That couch is disgusting.
Dude, Tyler was sitting on that couch, and I was sitting in
the chair. He's probably done a lot more than sit on that couch.
Yeah, well, we won't get into all that.
Piece
of
shit. Miss you.
But I sat there, and everybody, I mean, my guitar player got hammered. Like, he went, like, he's never done that, like, at one of my shows, because I wound up staying at his house. I told him, I said, I'll be a DD tonight. Just have fun, you know. And so him and Tyler started drinking, hanging out. Well, it got to the point where I saw Tyler on that couch, and he's just doing this number right here, just nodding off. And I'm like, he's out for the count, boys. I'm like, we got to go. Like, it's over with. And then he calls me two or three days later, he's like, I got COVID.
Yeah, they went and got tested for it, and they had it. I should have went and got tested for it, but I didn't care. Like, if you got it, you got it. Like. Yeah. I'm not around enough people when I'm just working at the studio
because
it's just me and I come home. Mm-hmm. I kind of distance myself a little bit, but.
Yeah, I'm the type, if I ain't got a fever, then I'm not worried about it.
Yeah, it was more than a hangover, and I don't think you would have caught COVID and the effects hit you right away. Like, I think it would have lingered for a day. I'm telling you, we got drugged that night. I pissed my pants that night. 100. I'm not fucking with you.
That's right, boys and girls. Come to Justin Duke's show, you wind up pissing your pants.
See, that's a great tagline.
Hey,
that is.
I will say this: it's a very respectful show. They only drug the dudes.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thanks for clarifying, Wayne.
It was like the weirdest fucking thing. I woke up the next morning, and I had my underwear was soggy, and I was laying in bed, and I was still like, you know, that drunk. When you first wake up and you're still fucked up a little bit, like you know something's not right. And I get up and I've got gray sheets on my bed. So like the puddle's not very big. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, this doesn't make sense. Like nothing, nothing added up about this. Like literally my mind was blown at it because I pissed the bed before. Like I drink way too much sometimes. I usually don't piss the bed. I usually piss in weird places. Like when I'll piss in a corner in a heartbeat because I think it's the bathroom, I guess. Yeah. But I get up out of bed and I look down at the floor and there's like a stream or a puddle going towards my sock basket. And so like I automatically think I just pissed in my whole ass sock basket. 100 pair of socks in that bitch, piss all over them. And I start cleaning up and I'm like, this isn't piss. I'm like, this doesn't make sense. Still didn't understand. It took me 2 or 3 days to realize what had happened. It was my blue jeans were soggy. Everything was soggy. On the way home from your show, I was in the front seat, passed out with my head up against the window. I pissed my pants going down the road with Tyler and everybody else in the truck. Nobody wakes me up to tell me that they smell piss or that I'm pissing myself. No one acknowledges it. Nobody knew.
Yeah.
And so when I got home, for some reason I left my underwear on, but I took my jeans off and threw it in the floor, and that's what created the puddle on the floor was the piss drying out of the jeans. Mm. It was very weird. Like, I don't know how you just do that. I get drunk a lot.
Yeah.
And I was not drunk enough at your show for me to piss myself. I had to have been drugged or something. But I don't ever remember anybody buying me drinks that night. Your guitar player brought a bucket to me.
Well, yeah, because they give us a $100 tab.
Yeah. But I don't think your guitar player would have drugged me. No. I mean, I'm good looking, but I don't think I'm that good looking, you know?
I would put it to you this way. He, on the way home, going down the interstate, back to his house, I had to pull over off the interstate, and he just called the dinosaurs right there on
the edge of 16. The whole bucket.
Maybe. It might have been, because he, like, I've seen him drink this, that, and other, but, like, and he don't really drink a whole lot. Yeah. But, like, he tied one on that night, but I had to pull over on 16, and he just.
That's for all. Everybody that drank out of that bucket was more fucked up than they should have been.
Hey.
That's fucking weird.
There's no telling, man.
I know the bartenders wouldn't have done it.
Nah.
Absolutely not. Nah. Like, Crazy Bull wouldn't have known about it.
Nah.
I love that fucking book. There's a guy playing there tomorrow, and I'm not going to get back in time, that I really want to fucking go see. And, like, I hope that one of y'all kind of know him. His name's Tyler Braden.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Dude, he's got that Tyler Braden. One song. Talking about word gets around or something.
Oh, Secrets.
The Secrets.
Oh, yeah. It's a fucking banger.
That's a great song.
Every song that I've heard from him has just been great. And I really fucking wish I was going to make it. I got a class reunion tomorrow.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm getting an award.
Oh, yeah?
Fuck yeah. I'm the most successful person out of my class.
Hot damn.
You know how fucked up my
homeschooling thing?
Yeah. You know how fucked up his
hey,
is
your PE coach gonna be there?
What?
Your PE coach gonna be there?
No, he's in prison for touching boys.
Oh. Sore subject.
You think that's a sore subject? Wow. He made some subject sore too.
God, this is just getting worse and worse.
Let me tell you. I know.
I'm gonna apologize for the listeners on this one.
but it's not a joke. So this is what's fucked up about this is when he was our, and I'm not gonna say his name, but if you're listening and you're from around the way, then you know, he was our athletic trainer too when we got to high school, and a lot of us athletic trainers have to touch you in certain places, all that or whatever. Yeah. I used to get my groin pulled all the time during the first summer workouts for football. It would never fail. Every year I'd pull it, be good for a week or two, pull it again, and it would just like almost have to adjust. Well, when you get your groin pulled, you literally have to get a bag of ice taped underneath your nutsack in like the crease. And I remember, as fucked up as it is, I thought it was a joke, but now like sometimes I'm like, I might have got molested. But
no, I'm not laughing about that.
Oh, okay. If I can laugh about it. But he used to say the way you can tell if your groin was pulled, if one ball hangs lower than the other. And so, like, now I'm just wondering if the motherfucker just wanted to stick my balls.
No, I think that's supposed to be natural. You're supposed to have one supposed to be
one supposed
size
to
than the other.
Is it?
That's what I've been told. It's kind of like breasts.
Yeah. No, they're supposed to be proportionate to each other.
No, I thought one was always supposed to be a little different.
I've heard one's always just a little bit bigger.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Never know.
I'm sorry, Josh. I'm going to start playing my ball sack over here just to see.
Well, I'm glad there's a couch. Like, I can't see that.
If you knew what Lee Tucker did on this couch, you wouldn't.
Oh, listen. Hey, I could only imagine.
Good God. Somebody asked me the other day about sitting in that chair. I stayed here all weekend while he was gone. And they were like, please tell me you didn't sit in his chair. I was like, I did. Why? He's like, you know how many times I've came in Lee's apartment and he's been butt-ass naked in that chair?
He was pretty much naked on your last podcast, wasn't he?
Yeah.
I saw him wrapped up in the blanket.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. With Hastings and Co. Yeah. He wouldn't get out of the chair. He would. This fucking piece of shit. Well, right now, how this is set up right here.
Yeah.
Like, this is easy for me. Lee did not want to get the fuck up. He wanted to have a microphone where he held it in the chair.
Yeah.
Because I didn't have another one of the mic stands with me. He was like, fuck it, I'll just hold it. I don't want to get out of the chair. So instead of him sitting there like Blaine's doing, he was like, I'm going to be comfy and cuddled the whole time. Fucking, he gets on my goddamn nerves so much. I love him to death. But he's, good God, I couldn't live with him.
I tell you what, man. That Joker could run for mayor if he wanted to.
He should.
He should. But the thing is, once he got in there, like, he would probably get kicked out because of what things he said.
Oh, he'd say some fucked up shit.
Oh, yeah.
Free health care to all single moms as long as they suck dick. That would be his policies. Oh. No, he I've never seen anything like it. Like, other night at Dillon.
Oh, yeah, dude.
There was folks coming up to him the entire fucking night.
Oh, yeah.
And then as soon as it's over, he goes over there and stands around Dillon and all the mm-hmm. big-name folks that's there or whatever and just fits in like nobody's fucking business.
Oh, yeah.
I have not heard, as good as a person as you are, you would expect when you hear some Lee Tucker stories, because we all got Lee Tucker stories, you expect there to be some fucking bad ones that you hear here from random people. Not a single one.
No.
Everybody absolutely loves him.
Yeah, because he says the stuff that most people would never say, but they're thinking.
Yeah.
You know, and that's Lee.
But he's so much better now than he used to be about it.
Oh, yeah, I will agree to that.
But he told me some stories, and like he had to have a conversation with me this week because of some people that I had on the show. And I have to remember that, like, I've talked shit about, like, pop country a lot because I don't like it.
Yeah.
But certain people, if they're in a room with you, they might be trying to get a song cut by one of these pop artists or whatever. And if they end up hearing me talk shit,
yeah,
and they're associated with it, looks bad on them.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of have to be on my P's and Q's. I got to be more aware of shit like that.
Yeah.
I don't like being aware of stuff. I don't like admitting when I'm wrong. That one probably haven't played the best with some folks, but fucking figure it came up because the guy who runs Whiskey Jam, Dustin Heron, introduced him to me, and me and him swapped emails and everything. I'm trying to get him on my show because he's got one, but mine's a little bit bigger than his.
Yeah,
but he's got some bigger folks than I've ever been able to get in touch with. And I want those fucking folks.
Ward's a good dude, man.
I like him.
He got me to play Whiskey Jam. I did it about three years ago. I'm going to reach back out to him once I get all this new stuff pretty much, you know, set dates and stuff like that and try to get back on the show.
I didn't realize what a big deal it was till this
past week. Dude. Whiskey Jam's like they started that thing right there at Winners. And, I mean, well, it's a nationwide, I mean, I would say sometimes, some places worldwide, like everybody knows about it, you know?
I knew that it was something, and I knew that a lot of people always wanted to go to it and everything, but it was like the other day, and all it was the last outdoor one of the year.
Yeah.
So it was a little bit bigger, I guess, than some of them, but it was the way that the artists that were there and the people that came out for it. Mm-hmm. That's what made it, I was like, oh shit, this is cooler than what I don't think I realize exactly what an honor it is to be part of Whiskey Jam.
Yeah, I mean,
until I was there the other night.
A lot of people's got to start, you know, playing Whiskey Jam. And, I mean, it's a great thing. And they've started basically with a dream of just having a showcase for artists. And then it's turned into what it is now. And it's crazy.
And you don't hear anybody bad. Like,
No.
It's if you've been invited to play Whiskey Jam, you're worth listening to.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, because I guess we've all been to places up here to where when you hear somebody, you're like, I don't get it.
Right. Well,
people
ask me, you know, what have you played and where have you played up here? Like, I always say, well, I've played Whiskey Jam and I've played the Bluebird twice. Like that.
I have not been to the Bluebird yet.
Those two are
still fucking mad about it.
You know, those two
are. You hadn't either?
No.
I haven't either.
We should go.
Tonight.
Do they do breakfast?
No.
They don't.
It's a little different now.
Where's it at?
It's over on. It's like kind of west side.
Okay.
But
it's tiny, isn't it?
Yes, dude. It's small. First time I ever actually walked in that place was when I did the show there, and I was just like, wow, like the freaking room, like the room might be this size and a half, and that's it.
Really?
Yeah.
What made it so famous? Well, I mean, what's the like the nostalgia of it?
Well, the nostalgia is like you basically go and you hear the actual songwriters behind these hit songs. Like, yeah. I mean, Garth Brooks got discovered there.
Yeah.
And I mean, tons of people. And it was just like a little hangout spot to where writers come in. Now, you never know who was going to walk in or
yeah.
industry people, you know, you never knew who was going to play or what song they were about to play because you didn't know they wrote that, you know, and it was became one of those real small venues for songwriters, and it, you know, it's worldwide known, you know, the Bluebird.
Yeah, everybody says that. I know that it's different because with you and Blaine and like our other friends that live up here, they forget that like when me and David come to town, we don't know the history to some places. Yeah. We don't know the nostalgia of some places. We just know that there's a name to it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't know why some things are supposed to be fucking cool up here.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of small places and stuff that, like, you drive by and you wouldn't even know that was part of music history. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And especially, you know, going out.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Music Row and RCA and all that stuff. I mean, I went back to Memphis a couple months ago.
Oh, yeah. You went to fucking Graceland, and I was so mad that you went to Graceland.
So, yeah, that was my second time going to Graceland.
Oh.
Yeah, because I went when I was a kid, but I was like, I want to go back as an adult, you know, and see it. But I actually got to go into Sun Studios and tour place. And, dude, that was freaking crazy.
Have you done the I'm sure you've been to Country Music Hall of Fame where you go over to RCA and they turn those lights off and they play the Elvis songs with the lights off in RCA studio. Mm-hmm. It's a religious experience.
It is.
It is religious.
Yeah. And there's a lot of things too. Like, have you like went through the Ryman?
Yeah, I did the Ryman last time.
Okay.
I loved it.
But that intro video, like, did you walk in and they had that intro video on the
wall? I had to sit down and watch a video.
Yeah.
For about 10-minute long
video. Yeah, but it was like, wasn't it like on the walls? Like all
around? Yeah, it's the history. Yeah, it's the history of the Ryman. Cool, oh, man. Because I didn't realize some of that. I just knew.
I used to be a church. Like, it was a church. That's why they call it the Mother Church.
Yeah, I didn't know. I didn't really fucking realize that, though. I thought it was just because it was like the staple of country music in Nashville. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I thought that's why they called it the Mother Church.
No, it started out as a church, and then I can't remember. They started doing like Saturday night play-ins and pickings, this, that, and other. Then it turned into the Grand Ole Opry.
Bluegrass first, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was bluegrass.
Because that's why Bill Monroe's so big over there, and they get to play a statue. Mm-hmm.
Have you been there yet, David?
No, I haven't been there or the Hall of Fame.
You're here till Saturday, right?
Yeah, leaving on Saturday.
Man, you tomorrow, I would take time and go if
yeah,
you
I don't
can.
Have to be in the studio till 2, so I do yeah. have time to go. Yeah. I need to go check it out.
It is, there's this certain place, I don't know, like, I don't think sentimental about going in those places, but there's something about some of these places that just grabs you.
Oh, yeah.
Dude. When you go in, and it's this, like, I'm not in awe ever.
Yeah.
I've been in awe at, like, some of these places.
Yeah, I'm a big country music history buff.
When my uncle died, I think in February or April, mm-hmm. and I had to drive my dad up to Ohio.
Yeah.
To my uncle's funeral. And we stopped here for a day or two. And I took him, and he's a huge Elvis, like, obsessed with Elvis.
Oh, I am too. Hey.
And I took him to RCA, and it was like you're on the way to a funeral.
Yeah.
And he goes in there when his lights went off, and they started playing Elvis. God, I mean, he even walked away. I've never seen my dad's face like that before.
Yeah.
It was like a fucking ghost.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. It's weird. And then you realize that you're right there in the history. Like, there's so many people that have came in and out of that fucking room or just anywhere around here.
Yeah. Well, that's like, even with, like, Broadway. Like, Broadway was nothing what it used to be, like, 20 years ago. Like, I mean, that used to be a part of town, like, nobody would be caught dead at because it was so rough. Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, you did have the record store, the Ernest Tubb record store. And you might have had one or two beer joints, but it was nothing like it is now. Like, they have shaped that whole downtown just straight for tourists and everything else.
I never go there unless Blaine's playing.
He's there pretty much every weekend.
Yeah, I'm telling you, dude. I don't – there's not many of – like, I'll go watch Justin when he's in town or some certain folks. But I like to be fucking – Justin's good about entertaining. You are fucking fun to watch. Not only do you sound good, but you're fun to watch.
Well, ever since I started implementing that sock wardrobe for me and the band, it started.
What?
We only wear socks since we started doing that.
That's right.
About a year ago, it just really gets people turning their heads.
I'm trying to give you a compliment. You got to be a cocksucker about it.
I thank
fuck
you. Appreciate
you. Sound
you.
Terrible.
Thank you.
You sound fucking terrible.
I feel more comfortable when people say that.
Thank you. Whenever you did Tyler Childers the other night, that was good. Well, I mean, all of it's good.
You want to hear a funny story?
Yeah.
So, not to talk shit about nobody, I love his music. My mom is notorious for sending me artists before I hear about them. Like, years ago, before Chris Stapleton even came out with, you know, anything, it was on the award show before he blew up, and, like, I didn't know who he was, and she sent me some of his music. I was like, oh, man, this is good. And she's done that with several artists, like, before they kind of blow up and more people hear about them. For some reason, my mom's got a knack for finding people. She scrolls YouTube and, like, oh, this is good. I'm going to send this to Blaine. And it's always good. Well, she sent me this one time, this video of Tyler Childers. And it was a certain song. I don't remember which one it is. But whichever song that was, I didn't really like the song. And I didn't like the way he sang it. And I was like, yeah, I mean, he's different. That's just not my kind of thing. You know, I don't really care what his voice is doing right there. And then ever since then, everyone tells me, you sound just like Tyler Childers. So karma's a bitch. But, I mean, I do like his stuff.
I don't like his voice and everybody compares me to him.
Yeah. But, I do like his songs, though. And I think he's obviously he's talented. He's awesome. But I just thought it was funny. The one person she sends me that I'm like, I'm not so crazy about his voice. And then everyone's like, oh, you sound just like him.
I don't hate that you have to play what you have to play on Broadway, but like we've been around drinking, just sitting around, dicking around for, when you play like some old country, you don't sound like Tyler Childers. You have a unique ass voice, and I fucking love hearing it. That's one reason why I go down there. Well, and I hate fucking Broadway. I hate the people. I hate that there's just so many people down there that's not even paying attention to the artist.
Yeah.
They hear the fucking music, but I think y'all have spoiled me. When you start going to writer's rounds and you're not a musician, mm-hmm. and you actually get to hear somebody's talent and you get to hear the stories and stuff, it makes it where you almost don't like going to places like that unless it's somebody that you know and you know that they're going to be good.
Yeah.
I won't go to I used to go to Crazy Bull. I'm talking about it almost every Friday or Saturday night, one of the two, and sometimes both. And I did that for the longest time. I don't go anymore. I'd rather sit at my studio and just turn the radio on now because it's just nobody gives a fuck.
Yeah, they're not there for that.
Yeah, I don't. It's made me weird.
Yeah, the thing about Broadway too is like I'm all for like everybody come check it out, have a good time, but it's something about when people get on Broadway. It's almost like there's no laws. Like there's absolutely like we just threw the damn laws out the window.
It's
like
a playground for adults. They're not used to going out and drinking like that. And everywhere they go, there's loud music, a bunch of people, and alcohol. There's not a slow bar on Broadway compared to where we're all from.
Right. You know? Yeah.
It's worse than New Orleans. It's worse than Bourbon Street.
I can imagine.
I thought Bourbon Street was bad.
Yeah.
Broadway's way worse. And I hate it, too. Somebody made the comment the other day that, hell, it might have been one of y'all, honestly, where they said that they wish that the locals would quit taking their tourist friends to local spots because now the local spots that everybody likes to go are getting filled up with tourists.
Yeah, I mean, I can see that.
I had that place we went to last night, the local.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it. It's an awesome place. Yeah, I mean, it was
a cool spot.
It was just enough people there to where you had a good time.
Was that your first time there?
I went with Lee one other time, but that was like the first time like really talking to people and knowing some folks there.
Yeah, it's a cool spot. I was actually, I don't know, have you met Josh Sanders yet?
I have not met him. I mean, I think we've talked even on the phone. But in person, I don't think I've met him.
We were talking last night, and but the cool thing about it is like places like the local and – another cool thing is like places is where we were at, Scoreboard, Music City, and stuff like that. Like Scoreboard really is just now kind of taking off to where it's kind of like a local hangout because they used to not have the whole back deck. Like that's only been around for a couple, 2 or 3 years. And because Josh was telling me about when he first got asked to play out there because he was playing Whiskey Bent downtown, he was playing Bootleggers downtown. And the guy that was booking those was booking Scoreboard, too. And Josh was one of the first people to play out there at Scoreboard and kind of see how now it's like it's that Nashville Palace. Like, that's where kind of the locals go and hang out, where you could hear straight country music.
You can actually
get a damn beer if you want it. You actually get some food because you're not – I mean, it'll get crowded sometimes, but – you're not fighting all the tourists and everything else, you know?
I tell you what blew my mind when I first moved to town. They used to have Kevin Denny there all the time, like every Saturday night.
Organic Country. That's the guy that's just Jesse, isn't it?
Yeah. And so I was like, I moved to town, and someone like that's playing a bar every week. Like, 'cause it has a regular spot at a bar like that. That was just so crazy to think about. And then you walk around, you hear all the other artists in that area and in the valley. Like, they just opened up the Texas Troubadour, but Music City Bar and Grill and the Palace and stuff. And they're all talented. They're all old school country. And it's like you don't know who they've played with.
And even Bonnie plays at Music City every Monday night. And like even the band that plays with him, I mean, those older folks, they've played on stage with Don Williams. I mean, they've toured with anybody you could think of. And
well, we sat there. He introduced me. The fella used to be Keith Whitley's steel player, and now he's Alan Jackson's.
Keyboard player, Keith's career and is with Alan Jackson now. And he's just like us. He'd sit in this room and have the same conversations, down to earth.
Cool as hell.
Can play the hell out of that keyboard. And he's got some crazy stories, like great stories, you know, especially Keith Whitley. I know we're all big Keith Whitley fans here.
Oh, God almighty. That place, I almost did not, whatever night Ethan Phillips was playing Nashville Palace, you called me and let me know you was going out of the way, and I almost told you no because I didn't feel great. But I'm so glad I did because the Music City place is my favorite one now. Like, it is. That'll be whenever I come to town from now on, that is a must-go-to.
They don't have a bad person get up there.
Yeah.
Everyone that gets up blows your mind away. Except for me, I'm the only downfall of that business.
Do you get to play your older shit when you play there?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck, yeah. So for somebody who is a regular at AJ's, like you're the regular Saturday night at AJ's.
Yeah.
Do they tell you what you can and can't play? Or do they advise you on, like...
AJ's, their only rule is keep it country. They don't like even Southern Rock. Some people do it, but it's, I don't mess with it. Unless it's something like Waylon covered or Willie covered, because they've covered some Southern Rock songs.
Yeah.
Then that's the loophole for me.
Yeah.
But I just play country. I like 90s country anyways. And that was originally when I first started there, that was the rule. 90s country
back.
And back.
Yeah.
But now they're starting to explore more with newer stuff, which is fine. And I've been told, too, with the later shift, they're not as strict because they know it's a party crowd. It's not the clientele for the older stuff as much. But I feel like I do a good job at, like, mixing the 90s and kind of more relevant country, but still throw the older stuff in every now and then.
There's a guy where we're from named Michael Clements, Dilla Gaff Band or whatever. He's the house – I don't know if you technically call him the house band at Kerrigan's.
He
plays there an awful lot. And how old do you think Michael is? Probably like in his 40s.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, this dude, he puts on such a fun show. Such a fun show. You're right there to me. Like, it's entertaining-wise, going to watch. There's just something fun about you. And every time I watch you, it reminds me of that. Dixie, you're entertaining, but it's different. Like, you're sweeter. I don't know how it's like I want to slow dance with a girl or have like my hand on her ass while I'm watching you. Like that's what I'm trying to get. If I'm taking a girl to see you, I know I'm getting some pussy that night.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. But if I take a girl to see you,
he knows he's gonna leave without her that night.
Yeah, that's what's gonna happen. That's it, because I'm gonna get too fucked up watching you. I'm gonna make her mad. Yeah. I'm gonna walk to the bar to get a shot, and I'm gonna end up talking to somebody else because you're gonna be playing something, I'm gonna be just having fun. Next thing you know, bitch went out the door.
It's like a George Strait, like a Sweet Love Song kind of concert, and you got like a Bo Cephas Rockin' Randall.
Yeah, this is different.
And throwing beer bottles and shit, you know.
Both are just, and I haven't got to see David do full band. Yeah, you're fixing to start with full band, aren't
you? Yeah, I got my first ones coming up in November.
Hell yeah.
I get to compare you then coming up.
Yeah, you got to come. The first one's November.
I've seen you do acoustic a couple times at some bigger places.
Yeah.
Where's it going to be?
Yeah.
November 5th in Albany, Georgia at Tammy's, and then November 13th at Barwick, Georgia at a little Barwick Billiards Bar down there. It's just two local spots just to get my feet wet, you know.
Heck yeah,
my
man.
First couple shows.
That's what it's all about, dude.
When did you start playing?
I started playing live shows when I was 15 years old.
What about you?
Probably about 16. Yep.
Getting a little late start. Well, I guess, acoustic or band?
Acoustic. Yeah.
You've been doing acoustic shows there for a long time, haven't
you? Yeah, 16.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think the first full band show I did, I was 17. Either 16 or 17, somewhere around there.
Yeah, that was about the same for me because we started doing the VFW and some little private parties from people we knew.
We tore that OC Lounge down in Vidalia. I was actually talking about that last night. That's where when I was 15, that's where I started playing Wednesday nights. And I remember they paid me $75 to go in there and play. And my dad would have to go with me, so. But
they ever put the big X's on your hands?
Oh, yeah,
you'd be
dude,
up on stage,
yeah.
It looks like you got tattoos on your hands.
Yeah.
Because they had that. You were underage. They had to, like, they were hiring you to do a service, but they also had to make sure no one was trying to slip you alcohol, you know? Mm-hmm.
There's no way I could. See, I wouldn't have been professional enough even at 16.
Yeah.
There's no way I wouldn't been on stage, which I didn't start drinking until I was 18, so maybe I would have acted right for the first 2 years.
Yeah, I didn't really start drinking until I was about, I mean, I'd had beer or something, but I didn't really start drinking until I was probably about 18, 19.
Yeah, I literally remember, because all the rest of my friends, I was scared of alcohol. I didn't want to. I did not want to get in trouble. I didn't want to get drunk. But then the first time I found a good buzz and a good time, it was over with. I was like, I get it.
Yeah.
This is a good time.
See, I grew up, and so my family played, so I kind of got a jump start on, like, gigs, so to speak. So I guess that's why I started early, but I was always around people drinking, and people would come over to my parents' house and listen to my dad and my grandpa play or my uncle play, and so I was always around people drinking. So I was like, I don't want to be like y'all. Like, y'all aren't even making complete sentences by the end of the night, you know what I mean? Like, no disrespect, but it's like, they're having fun, and that's good. I could have fun and be around them and not drink and just have just as much fun, I thought. Till I started drinking.
Yeah, then it goes out the window.
Yeah.
And if you, like Kate was in here yesterday, and she I didn't realize she was sober. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize that she didn't drink. And that's what she was telling me. She was like, I can have just as much fun and never touch a drink. And I'm thinking in my head, But can you, though? Because I can have a really good time when I'm fucked up.
Well, some people can, man. Though, honestly, yeah. Honestly, some people are more fun to be around when they're not drinking. So,
you know, ain't Lee Tucker.
No,
I swear, that is the grumpiest son of a bitch in the world. Until he gets a couple drinks in him, best guy ever. I mean, I've never seen anything that's so like different, in somebody, but I'm not going to hold y'all up too much longer, but I do, before we get out of here, I'd like for each one of y'all to like play a song to end my little Nashville trip with and kind of tell a little bit about the song. Dukes, I know you got some new stuff. David, I know you got something new that's fixing to hit too. Yep. I don't know what the fuck you got. Yeah, go ahead. Like, you got to ask me to piss?
I didn't know if you had, like, passes or something to hand out, like a big keychain with the bathroom pass on it.
Yeah, because this is
a
Texaco.
Okay.
Yeah, you're good. Fucking piece of
give
shit.
Give him a hall pass.
Y'all have to go give look hall up Blaine, pass, coach. I swear to God, he looks like Keith Whitley and Owen Wilson had a baby. Every time I see him, I think Owen Wilson, but then he opens his mouth. Do you, what's that song? I'd never heard it before until he played it for me. Gene Watson. It's Gene Watson, but it was Change Her Mind.
Oh, yeah, that's a great song.
Let me tell you, I'd never heard it before. When he played it for me, I thought it was his song because he just assumed that everybody that was sitting around knew the fucking song.
Yeah.
And when he gets done, I'm like, that fucking song was made. Like, great job, dude. Yeah. And he's like, you stupid fuck. That's not mine.
Well, that's why I like, I mean, well, me and, like I said, Blaine's been buddies for years, but I really enjoy writing because he ain't scared to sing a country song, and that's the kind of shit I like to write.
See, I love that. I do. Yeah. I'm having, like I told you earlier, I'm having to get used to listening to other stuff and being open-minded about other stuff.
Yeah.
But traditional country, that ain't never going to not be what I want to hear.
Yeah.
That's always going to be number one in my book. Yeah. That and blues music. I love the fucking blues.
Man, I came across this one band, they Australian band, but I can't remember their name, but I'll have to show you some of their music.
All right.
But anyway, speaking of blues, like I ran across them this morning, actually, and they were awesome, but maybe I'm sure you'd like it.
I'm sure it's bluesy.
Yeah.
Well, play me something of yours, Dick.
What?
I didn't even mean it like that. It's not. I mean, but yeah, I mean, if you got it, use it.
Well, let's see. Well, I guess I'll just do the one me and Blaine wrote with Jarrett. And
so we've been writing, trying to find me some good songs, so I don't have any. So me, him, and Jarrett wrote this song, and I was like, man, that's a good one. That would be a good cut there. And he's like, hey, you mind if I cut it? And I was like, well, no, sure, because I already have a project I'm working on anyways. And I mean, we write it. This is a joke, but yeah, there's a story about Jimmy Dickens and Hank Sr. Hank Sr. said he was going to write a song for Jimmy. I'm pretty sure it was Jimmy Dickens. Anyways, he wrote, hey, good looking. And he asked him, he said, man, I thought you said you were going to let me cut that. He said, yeah, I was, but it was just too good for you. So that's what
I'll never forget. We sit there, because I had the idea. Like, I was like, boys, I got this idea. And we wrote it. And Jared, I don't know, he was like, all right, it's all right. You know, just we've written so many songs together.
Yeah.
You remember Jared?
He was a cool dude.
And he just kind of brushed it off. And we did it. And I kept pounding that song. Like, I was just like, I love it. And I kept doing work tapes. And I finally called Blaine. I'm like, Blaine, I was like, I know we technically wrote it for you, but you mind if I cut it? He's like, no, I don't mind. I was like, you sure? He's like, yeah. I said, you still cut it. I mean, thing is, we wrote it, so, I mean, ain't no reason why both of us can't cut it.
I'm just excited to be on one of your projects.
Yeah, man. So, it's called One Step Away.
And by the way, you're down in that drink. You've had a long, hard week, and that dress, I must confess, girl, it's working on me. You say you don't dance, that's alright, you got me. I'll throw a 20 to the band if you let these old boots lead till there's nothing between you and I. Taking a chance in four quarter time, spinning around, stirring up a spark till I'm one step away from two stepping away with your heart. I ain't heard, ain't no yet. There's a maybe in those eyes. We could dance it out on the floor. Come on, let's give us a try. Till there's nothing between you and I. Taking a chance in four-quarter time. Spinning around, stirring up a spark till I'm one step away. Two stepping away with your heart. Whoa, whoa. Now it's two to the left, one to the right. And by the end of this song, we may fall in love tonight. There's nothing between you and I. Taking a chance in four-quarter time. Spinning around, stirring up a spark till I'm one step away from two-stepping away with your heart. One step away from two-stepping away with your heart.
That a boy, dude. See,
thanks, man.
I wouldn't have gave it to him.
Good job on that one.
I'd have had to do it first.
Do what?
Nothing. He's deserved being a cunt.
What's he doing?
I tried Lee's hat on. I fucking put his hat on, and I was just like,
God, what is that?
Oh, it literally says black sheep.
Oh, black sheep.
I'm surprised he has a hat with black on it. Just playing, Lee. White power. He's not here to defend himself. Lee's not a racist. I'm probably more of a racist than Lee is. That's a joke still. Why does he have this? Anyway, this is so fucked up.
Uh-oh.
I'm holding what is a, well, you put your phone in it, I guess, to hold it up while you're talking or doing FaceTime, whatever. All I could think about when I saw this tripod was Lee having OnlyFans.
Oh, yeah.
Like, this is what he takes pictures with his OnlyFans and the angles that he can get.
Oh, yeah.
Is that for a camera or those legs do something else?
I'd hate to know what he does with them.
Just sniff it, find out.
No, I'm good. I'm not sniffing anything at this house. I refuse to. No, Deuce is always good. Every time you do something, like, whenever you send me anything, I know it's going to be fucking good. Like, you're very talented. I'm just still confused about our friendship most of the time, but
hey, you just gotta go with it, man.
Yeah, I'm happy with it. It's just, I don't know. I guess I do need people to balance me out.
Yeah, you know, it's always good to have somebody.
And plus, me and Blaine would probably be fucked without adult supervision.
Yeah.
You get it. All right, David. Hey, by the way, Riley just texted me. Say he's still feeling like shit. Me and David and one of our buddies, Riley Lowry, sat up till fucking 4 o'clock this morning.
Probably.
It was late. It was late. I was not feeling great when I first looked. I do not want to see the Snapchat that this big head just sent me. Blaine just Snapchatted me in the room. So I know it's not gonna be good.
It's on my story if anybody wants to follow. It's at Blaine3CC. You go see what Josh Terry's doing.
Mike Concho BBC. All right, David.
Hey, you know Riley used to play with me, right?
No.
He also used to play music with me too. Good buddy of mine. No, I love Riley. He used to play with me some while. He played lead and vocals too.
He's one of those that I just absolutely love him.
Oh, he's a great dude.
I love him. We were talking about this at the bar last night. I'm so happy for the little bit like him getting the bump he's getting right now, yeah. like being yeah. out with was out with the Peach Pickers, him and Avery and Casey Yarbrough and all. Yeah. I was drunk. I made a sentimental post last night yeah. about Casey Yarbrough, he came to the studio one day and like we were sitting around talking. We didn't record anything. We was bullshitting everything all day, and I just hate seeing a musician or anybody get down about what they've dreamed of for so long. For him, especially
to be as good as he is.
Yeah,
like, for, telling you
for him to catch the bad breaks that he's caught and be as talented and a good person.
Oh yeah,
such a good person, and it's just like. And then when you get to see him going and doing that, it made me feel good. It made me feel good. And then Riley and Avery, they're fucking cool. They deserve it too. But Casey, it was just, I don't know. I love seeing him up there. That was cool.
It's awesome. Awesome.
So what you got for me, big fella?
I'm probably going to play the one that I wrote today with Paxton P and Walker Wilson.
Cool.
So forgive me if I mess it up because we literally just wrote it a couple hours ago.
Okay.
I feel like I've played Just Leave at least 10 times already on your podcast.
You probably have. Yeah, I know. This is like the third or fourth show you've done? Yeah, I've probably got you played every time. Probably. I like it so damn much.
But yeah, this is the one we wrote earlier. It's called The Devil Can Dance. Mama always told me, boy, you better settle down. You can test the waters, but be careful not to drown. And time after time, I still play with that flame. I'll keep getting burned every time it calls my name. Once I open that door, I know what's coming. The demon's coming out when the speakers stop humming. Rolling down the blacktop, knowing I can't stop. I'm headed straight for hell. Bloodshot eyes can't disguise the stories I can't tell. The devil's got swift feet, the preacher done told me, boy, this is your last chance. I told you once, I told you twice. Damn, that devil can dance, that devil can dance. This life in the fast lane is taking a toll on me. I take my fears and anger and blame it on the whiskey. I look in the mirror and it ain't me no more. My mind's fucked up, but my heart's all over the floor. I've tried to do right, but I only do wrong. Them demons start jumping when I sing them songs. Rolling down the blacktop, knowing I can't stop. I'm headed straight for hell. Bloodshot eyes can't disguise the stories that I can't tell. The devil's got swift feet, the preacher done told me, boy, this is your last chance. I told you once, I told you twice, but damn, that devil can dance, that devil can dance. Rolling down the blacktop, knowing I can't stop. I'm headed straight for hell. Bloodshot eyes can't disguise the stories that I can't tell. The devil's got swift feet, the preacher done told me, boy, this is your last chance. I told you once, I told you twice, but damn that devil.
Yeah.
I like the fuck out of that.
Appreciate it. Definitely didn't sing it the way that I sang it a couple hours ago. But
well,
it's
you go
to
halftime with that, like,
See, I said the exact same thing.
That's a cool song. Great voice, too, man.
Appreciate it, dude.
His stuff's different. Like, it's got that grungy.
Yeah.
It's got the Code Wetzel.
I got a lot of Nirvana and
I like
Stain
it, though.
And all influence in my stuff, man.
I've always liked it. That song that you sent me a week or two ago, the fucked up song.
I wish I knew how to play it. Jake Parshall was with me when we wrote that. And
let me tell you, that,
guru.
If that song was to have been wrote in the 90s, Nirvana or somebody.
Yeah, it's
fuck.
Yeah, it's a good one. I'm proud of that one. That's definitely my favorite one I've written so far.
Damn, it's dude. I like that one. We'll have to let them hear it whenever we get done. And we saved the best for last, didn't we?
You're a good liar, and I appreciate it.
What you doing there,
Blaine? I'm gonna do this next song. It's a cappella.
Yeah.
I need everybody to snap on the 2 and 4.
Yeah.
I hate you.
I'm trying to remember what I didn't play last time I was here.
You played the one I really liked that you and Ethan and you did.
Devil. Right.
Devil in the Details. I think I did Nicotine.
You've done that one.
And then.
And probably Alcohol You Up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So probably,
It's fucked up what I'm about to say. And I don't mean it in a bad way.
I'm already finished.
I put my shit on. My phone is on shuffle a lot. And whenever Alcohol You Up comes on, I'll just be having a good time singing along to it, doing whatever I'm doing, not paying attention. I forget that it's you.
Soon as you realize it, you skip it, right?
No. It's just like, it's just one of those that catches me off guard. Warning Signs is about the same fucking way. Mm-hmm. It's like this moment of like clarity, like you're my buddies. Mm-hmm. And it's like, bitch is kind of talented. Like it's like he's all right. He's not a piece of shit. Well, I mean, he is, but musically he's not. No, it's funny because a lot of people ask about that one. So I have a golf playlist because I don't like certain songs. I just like to have a good time while I'm playing golf. And I've got a whole ass. I got drunk and made a fucking list of songs that I wanted to listen to while I was playing golf. And I put at least one of each one of my buddies up here. Their songs on it. Like, they're upbeat songs because I'm around a lot of people when I play golf. Mm-hmm. And I want them to, like, hear and ask, you know, who the fuck is that guy? And, I know that I've been, like, on a tee box before. And that song came on and, like, just they're having a good time. And then I just start laughing because for some reason it's like, that can't be. That's not him. I know this bitch. This is not him. It's good.
You start laughing, he's probably doing something stupid right
now. That's exactly what I'm thinking in my head. Is this jackass is not doing anything worth the fuck right now.
Well, what do you want to hear? You want to hear something more sad or something about a girl or something about a girl leaving?
What do you want to do? What mood are you in?
I don't really know.
Besides honestly. For you're going to meet me after this concert.
See if I can remember this one. I ain't done this one in a while.
Okay.
I was going to do one of the ones that I'm working on for my next project coming out. But we're not going to do that. Because, you know, I don't like to advertise stuff.
Just don't promote your shit.
I don't like to promote
myself. No, it's fine. Don't give them something to look forward to, Blaine. It's fine.
Okay, we'll do that then.
You're real good
we'll
at marketing.
That. We'll do that.
You're real good at marketing.
We got to give them TikTok.
You got to give them the tip.
All right, so... Cool thing about this next project I'm doing is Justin's on every song. I'm telling you, he wins out. He cuts the songs he likes. The ones he don't, he gives to me, and he's still on them. God, I'm going to finish my beer on that one.
You ought to. God damn, Justin's abusing you. Him and that big old dick. You can't
help it. Oh, God.
He's made you submissive to him.
Y'all are full of
I have nothing to say to that.
He's the alpha in your relationship.
I didn't notice it till this podcast. Now I'm starting to get a complex.
You should.
Oh man.
Well, here's one me and Justin wrote that's going to be on the project I'm working on now. I'm not sure which time I'm going to release it, but I'm going to have 3 songs coming out. Pretty much finish up the EP with Alcohol You Up. And between now and probably spring sometime, this one will come out. It's called She Could. I'm definitely going to release one before the end of the year, but this is going to be, I don't know if it's going to be this one or one of the other ones, but it's called She Could. not many girls walk in a bar, hair pulled up, no makeup on, still feeling like a star. Not many smiles can take your breath away. Walk into some crowded room, take your breath away. That wasn't supposed to be like that. And make you change, good Lord, like you should. Can I restart this one?
Yes, it is. We started off waiting on you. We'll end the show waiting on you.
We're not live, right?
Yeah.
We're not live. All right. Second time's a charm. That's what they always say.
Yeah.
Not many girls walk in a bar, hair pulled up, no makeup on, still feeling like a star. Not many smiles the way. Now walk into some crowded room and take your breath away and make you thank the good Lord like you should. But she could have her be the only thing on your mind, leave you on one more kiss goodnight, steal your heart like nobody would. She could make you want her for the rest of your life, have you see forever when you look in her eyes, settle this old boy down for good. Oh, she could. Guys like me are set in our ways, thinking no one will ever come along and make us want to change. But she could have her be the only thing on your mind, leave you wanting one more kiss goodnight, steal your heart like nobody would. She could make you want her for the rest of your life, have you see forever when you look in her eyes, and settle this old boy down for good. Lord, she could. Make you want to change her last name, throw some money on a diamond ring, say I do and be her everything. She could have her be the only thing on your mind, leave you wanting one more kiss goodnight, steal your heart like nobody would. She could have her be the only thing on your mind, leave you wanting one more kiss goodnight, steal your heart like nobody would. She could make you want her for the rest of your life, have you see forever when you look in her eyes, and settle this old Georgia boy down for good. Lord, she could. Oh, she could. Lord, she could. Oh, she could.
I love.
Yes, sir.
I hate how much I like his voice. His 90s. It's 90s fucking country.
Oh, yeah. Your voice on that one reminded me of, like, Jacob Bryan a little bit. Like,
Jacob Bryan?
Yeah, your tone or something on that one. That would sound really good.
What's crazy is some of the people that are helping me produce and cut it played with Jacob Bryan.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah, just coincidence, but yeah.
Yeah, my guy played for Jacob Bryan. Jake Parshall?
Yeah, he's the one who's cutting it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. 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 Well, I don't know about this one, but he did the lead in... the first take of the Leaving's Looking Good on Me. And that's going to be a honky-tonk song, man. Mm-hmm. But yeah, he's actually the one on it.
I love Jake, man. He's awesome.
Yeah. You are a honky-tonk song.
It's my life.
I don't know. You're just so much fucking... You're fun. Dukesy's fun. I could not live up here. You're fun, too. You just don't fucking talk.
No, I'm just the quiet guy.
I know, but when you do actually say something, it's always good.
I'll probably open up tonight.
Well, I hope so, because we're just fixing to lose our fucking voice.
Holler, voice is already almost there.
All right, but I'm excited to see what all y'all got coming out soon. I am, and folks, make sure y'all go look each of them up. Do you remember your social media this time? Do you remember how to tell folks to go to it? Or are we gonna have the same problem we had last time?
Instagram and Facebook at Blaine Bunting, BlaineBunting. That's pretty much it. That's all I got.
Okay, there you go.
Did I spell my name right this time?
I don't fucking know.
I think.
If you didn't, you don't deserve a follower. It's your own shit there, dude. Know your shit when you advertise for yourself. How are you not going to play one of your new songs for people to look forward to?
Hey, I tagged you in that Snapchat, though, didn't I?
I haven't opened it yet, bitch. I'm scared of it.
It's on my story. I hope everybody goes to Snapchat and looks up at Blaine3CC and tell me what you think Josh is doing, because I wasn't sure.
I'm still not sure what the fuck I was doing, to be honest with you. What about yours, David? What's your social media handles?
Instagram is David McMahon Music, and McMahon is M-C-M-A-H-O-N, like Vince McMahon, just not as much money.
probably not even close, if I had to guess.
Not even close.
I think you add all of our bank accounts plus our family's bank accounts together.
I need a 23andMe to see if I got some blood in there somewhere. I would. Make some money. But yeah, David McMahon Music on everything. And I changed my name on Spotify and everything to David McMahon. I had it at just McMahon.
Just McMahon, right?
Yeah, but I changed it back to my full name, so we're good to go on that.
Cool. And what about you?
Instagram, Justin_Dukes_music. Facebook, Justin Dukes Music. I don't get on Twitter. I don't do Twitter game.
I don't do Twitter.
TikTok, at Justin Dukes. I got there before anybody else took it. But that, and then Spotify, iTunes, Justin Dukes, Snapchat, Justin Dukes 1.
There you go. We're going to do the dating game with you. So if you're listening, to this right now,
here we go.
I need you to look up Justin Dukes. We've done a dating game with me, and we've done one with Lee Tucker.
What does this entail?
What I do is I'm going to make a video that goes on TikTok, and it's just talking about what a great fucking person you are and how talented you are. Yeah. And I promise not to be a smart ass in it at all or say anything to embarrass you.
Okay.
And then, just like they did with me and Lee, the people that would be interested in you are going to tag themselves underneath it. Well, then we pick two or three to do a Zoom call with. And then I get to play matchmaker.
Oh, Lord.
And if it goes well, you want to go on a date with somebody? You can go on a date with us. If not, send them a shirt. Yeah. Send them a Justin Dukes Music shirt.
There you go.
It's a way to promote yourself.
Hey, let's do it.
But also, it's a good way if you don't get carpal tunnel no more. Somebody got to help you with that big, thick monster.
Lord, have mercy.
Ain't nobody in this room.
No, not a chance in hell. All right, folks. Well, I love each and every one of y'all. There might be a part two of this later, so we'll see. I'm going to try to talk Blaine into it. This is just going to be Blaine Bunning later, just playing songs that I want to hear while I'm drinking and talking
North
shit.
Carolina.
Oh, God, yes. Anyway, all right, folks. Well, I love y'all. We will talk to y'all later. And thanks to everybody who have came and done the show while we've been in Nashville. If we don't do another one while I'm here. Everybody's been great. All the people we've got to meet and make connections with and line stuff up for the future. I just appreciate each and every one of y'all. Y'all have a great day, and thank y'all for listening to Politics, Religion, and Whiskey.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.